Miss Daisy, would you care for a slice of Layer Cake?
Oh, thank you, Miss Cuthbert. It's all so delicious, but I don't think I could manage another bite.
Oh, you must try a little of this, Miss Stacy. I made it on purpose for you.
Oh, in that case, I must sample it.
Oh, thank you, Miss Stacy.
Now.
Is anything the matter, Miss Stacy?
Oh, it's just the cake.
Let me taste it.
Sorry, Aunt Shirley, what on earth did you put in that cake?
Oh, nothing but what the recipe said, Marilla. Oh, isn't it all right?
All right, it's simply horrible. Oh, Miss Stacy, don't try to eat it. Anne, taste it yourself. What flavoring did you use?
Vanilla, only vanilla. Oh, Marilla, it must have been the baking powder.
Baking powder, fiddlesticks. Go and bring me the bottle of vanilla you used.
Well, now, there's plenty of other types of cake, Miss Stacy.
Indeed, there is, Mr. Cuthbert.
Here it is, Marilla. Best vanilla.
Mercy on us, Anne. You flavored that cake with anodyne liniment. I broke the liniment bottle last week and poured what was left into an old empty vanilla bottle. Oh, it's partly my fault. I should have warned you, but for pity's sake, why couldn't you have smelled it?
I couldn't. I had such a cold. I can't do anything right.
Oh, let her go, Matthew. I'm sorry, Miss Stacy. She always means well, but she's so slapdash and headstrong.
Not to worry, Miss Cuthbert. From what I've seen, Anne is a delightful and original girl.